I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Toni Nirenberg, and she just got on board with Epic as the executive director about 2 months ago. Earlier we had a panel discussion where you guys kind of talked about the late scapegoating of ethanol by the media. First of all, let's talk about you stepping into this new role. How do you feel about it?
I'm really excited to be working in the industry and working with Epic. I think the industry is just... it's in its infancy, even though I know it's been around for, 20, 25 years. It's still in its infancy and really starting to make some great progress. And that's great news, but it can also mean then that we become a little bit more of the scapegoat and a little bit more susceptible to attacks because we are being successful.
And I think in the panel discussion you mentioned something about the neat thing about ethanol is it wasn't so much based in the here and now. It is a solution for the here and now, but you said a lot of it is forward thinking.
Absolutely. As I was considering the offer from Epic, one of the things that really struck me was the industry's passion, and that it doesn't just rest on its current success, but it's constantly looking for ways to improve and to advance and just to continually look for new ways. And the technology that's being developed now and the cellulosic ethanol, it's just really an exciting time to be involved in the industry.
And what are some of the other reasons you thought it would be a good idea to go ahead and step into this position?
Well, there are a number of issues, both personal and professional, but from a professional standpoint, I just think that, I have a personal commitment to the issue that our country faces with regard to our dependency on foreign oil, and I really want to make a difference in that, and so I know I can make that difference personally by using ethanol and doing the things I can do as an individual. So to be able to do that professionally and work with an organization and an industry like this, it just really intrigued me and it was something I really wanted to do. From the first interview until the offer, I just really, really wanted to get involved in this situation.
Okay, great. And speaking of the situation and going back to the scapegoating and everything, I think you mentioned, you said you have a network set up now that can respond to what you guys are saying is a lot of misinformation out there. Is there anything you guys are going to do to be proactive in getting the right information out there?
Absolutely. Epic has a number of initiatives underway, both from a marketing and a public relations standpoint. We are really trying to do a lot of consumer outreach. It's important to us that the American consumer understand ethanol and how they can use ethanol today, even in E10 all the way up to E85. It's important that they have the opportunity to get the right information and to do their research on their own and make this decision to reach for ethanol when they're at the pump. That's one of the things. We're doing an initiative called Driver's Edge, which is a national program getting to kids that are just starting to drive and getting them to understand ethanol and how they can make a difference today. We have a lot going on in the media and trying to do some proactive things with the media, and it can be a challenge all by itself, but we are working with the Renewable Fuels Now Coalition, which Epic is managing, and it's a coalition of all of the different industries that are impacted with ethanol. We have the National Corn Growers, we have the Renewable Fuels Association, the American Coalition for Ethanol, all these different groups. We've all come together to try to develop strategy to combat this negative press.
Okay, and let's go ahead and one more time, I know we discussed it a little in the panel discussion, but kind of recap briefly, what is the right information versus what the media has been putting out there lately?
Well, I think there's a lot of misinformation, and I would really urge people to go to www.drivingethanol.org for, some good information and to be able to make up their own minds. But one of the biggest things I think that's a misconception out there is this recent article that was written in Time magazine. And it's talking about a study that's using numbers that aren't even feasible. For example, they're basing their statistics off of 30 billion gallons of ethanol being produced annually by 2015. Well, the RFS caps corn-based ethanol at 15 billion gallons by 2015. So what they're coming up with all these suggested ideas and statistics that are just not valid. They're not built off of sound facts. And so I think, you know, some of this hype that's being built and the problems blaming ethanol for all of the problems with the food crisis, it's just too easy of a scapegoat to blame ethanol when it's a global issue with a lot of different factors that are involved.
And what about the rumors that someone mentioned earlier of parties going in and buying corn that have nothing to do with food, just doing it to drive up the prices, parties being perhaps even the oil companies? And
well, I don't know that I can speak to that issue. I certainly haven't heard of big oil in general, but there's definitely some speculation in the commodities market, without a doubt. And there are some folks from Wall Street that are getting involved in it, and that is driving up the cost or the price of the commodities. So, is it a conspiracy theory? I don't think so. But, I think that the time will out and that'll all come to the forefront eventually.
Okay, great. Well, I just want to say welcome as executive director to EPIC. Look forward to working with you further. Anything you want to add?
Just to remind everybody that ethanol is an American-made renewable fuel, and you certainly should go again to drivingethanol.org to get the facts and make up your own mind. And next time you're at the pump fueling up, reach for ethanol.
Okay, great. And we're here at the Roadrunner Turbo Indy 300, and I think Tony's going to run off to go enjoy the race now.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.